Like, you see a video, you know, and there's a lot of good videos out there, but you don't know how to differentiate them. You know, because like, you know, you're just like, damn, well, damn. You know, like, well, that dude's really, you know. That's a feeling I get after I watch it. I'm just like, well, damn, that dude's really good. Not like, you know, back in the day, you'd be like, damn, I need to watch that again.
Right, you know? Yeah. It's like one and done. Yeah, I know. Because it's like too much, man. Too much, brother.
Hey, before that shit, we're back in the day, man. You'd be hitting rewind, like, hey, dog, hey, we got to rewind that real quick. You know what I mean? Cats would be mad as hell. You're watching the brand new 8th Street video, you'd be like, oh, whoa, no.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, and like now you don't really, I don't really feel it like that. You know, there's some cats that you just, man, I watch dudes like Nyjah, and I'm like,
yeah.
Like that dude, ain't even sense in having a contest with that dude. You know, because he's in a whole nother realm of being, you know, he's a whole nother realm of being a pro skater. You know, there's pro skaters and then there's dudes that skate like that. And that dude, is like, you know what I mean? It's that dude is pro as fuck.
His pops, you know, bringing him to the shit and, you know, letting us see him. And that was dope, you know. And I like that. And like, I mean, doing the circuit, you know, he was like this little baby standing next to me. I'm like, yo, chill out, baby.
Hey, dude's out there hurting these grown dudes' feelings. Hey, see, dude.
Right, with his dreads down to the ground and just like mashing, you know, like he grew up smooth, though. God bless that kid.
See, the thing is, cats thought it was sweet out here. And like it was out there getting drunk, partying, all that. Little man was over there probably watching some cartoons. He's ready to eat everybody up. You know what I'm saying? Just sit in the hotel eating some little granola bars. Like, hey, dog, I'm ready to go. It'll be the first one at the contest. And it's like, you can't be mad at that. You know what I mean? It's like, it's a little kid. And number two, this little kid is dead ass serious. But, you know what I mean? Like, you can't compete with that. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So he's a whole nother level because that's what he wanted to be, man. And like, and you can't like take anything away from that.
As far as contests, like, let me tell you the truth. Like, when we were in Germany and we went to the Monster one and they had those big rails and I don't know, you were going up and doing a nasty hard flip over the hip. And you was just like, yo, Kev, like, what's up? And I was just like, yo, this is, you know, because I wasn't really like, doing, like, contests and stuff like that until, you know, then. And I was like, damn, Five's out here working again, you know? And I remember, like, and I'm, like, meeting Bastion at the one, and, like, and you were just showing me the ropes. And I always looked up to you, like, for that because it was tight because you showed me the ropes, you know what I mean, how to get in there and, you know, maybe catch a qualifier, too, and keep the boss happy, you know what I'm saying? you shower off your back.
I know, right?
And I was like, I appreciate you for that, you know, that was cool because I was, I don't know, it was like, introduced me to like something new, you know?
You know, Kareem, and thank you, man, I thank you, you know, and like Kareem kind of, you know, showed me that, you know what I mean? He was like, you know, if you're going to be here, you know, you know, like be here. You know what I mean? Like, don't just be here. You know what I mean? And I'd always held that. Kareem's a good dude. You know, he always, you know, he holds you down too, man. Kareem's a good dude. He showed me a lot. Showed me a lot in skateboarding and in life. You know, at the age he met me at too, man. Like, I didn't really have, like, you know, like my older brother wasn't really around. You know what I mean? Not like that, but he's already living his older life. So I was, you know, I was like 17, 18. I thought I knew everything and shit. You know, it was really good to get around a good, solid-minded individual like that, you know, especially another black man too, because
you got just a riff, you know, and I'm like, and you know, and I watched y'all before I was even sponsored, you know, it was like, yo, that's what's up. Yeah,
I mean, it's crazy, like I'd known who you were before you probably, you know, like I'd known who you were before I'd seen you at Tampa, which is very funny. Like I'd met you that year at Tampa Am, like I remember. It's funny, man. I'm telling you.
We had met at Love Park with you, with Matt Reason. You don't remember that, huh?
That was probably, man, that was, Jesus.
You were on Acme, I think.
Reason, right?
Am I correct?
Yeah, that was 93 then, man.
Yeah, yo, yeah. I was just coming up to Philly, and like I seen Clyde Singleton, and I was like, oh snap. I just seen him in the ad. Yep. It was like, that's him. For sure, yeah.
Yeah, it was, you know what's funny about that trip, man, is that's when I first met Stevie too with it was cool because Stevie, you know, he was a real little kid, and he was like, hey, man, it always, you know, what's California like and stuff like that. It was just, it's cool to think back on that, you know, he was such a little kid. He was like a little kid, you know, and like, not like a little dude, like, he was a little kid, man. He's like, man, what's California like? I want to go out there, da-da-da-da, and that's awesome to see him, you know, just blossom into what he did.
Right, he was like, no, man, you can't call me Lil Stevie anymore. You know, you can't put the little one. I'm like, well, you still Lil Stevie. Until one day, Clyde, I was at Love, and this brother, I think he had a pair of Tim's on, yo.
Probably.
He was up to the main ledge, and he front side flips it up on it to switch Mario, and I was just like, oh, my goodness, like, in Tim's, yo. And I was like, all right. The champ.
and that dude used to skate like he just put his shoe on in Foot Locker. You know what I mean? Like, just do it real quick. Like he's looking at it in the mirror and he's like, hold on, I'm gonna do a trick. You know what I mean? Crazy. That's crazy to skate. It looks that easy. You know what I mean? It's that easy to him almost. You know, like, to have that pop and that control is a whole, right. You know, like, a lot of people probably, you know, I don't think a lot of people understand the dynamics of how hard it is to do the shit that dude does, yo. Like, yo.
Yeah.
That ain't easy shit.
He was out there a little bit more on the training. I think if he was like, you know, he have an ill tranny steeds, I would think. He would be like, yo, I'm pretty sure he can, like, hit it, you know? But if he could hit it, you know what I'm saying? He'd be like, yo, like, what? I just see him doing it, you know what I mean, without even trying.
Yeah, I've seen him skate transition before. He's just not one of them. You know what I mean? He just does it. What's cool about him too? Like, everyone, he does his thing. You know what I mean? Like, he's like, it's like, it's almost like you. Like, you know, like, we know you can skate vert, and you're like, I don't want to do that shit. Like,
yeah. I lived my vert career through Bucky Lashley.
Yeah.
Yep, no Bucky.
Yeah, that's crazy, right? Like, yeah. You know what's funny? Somebody, speaking of Vert, man, I think it was Ron Allen that said this to me, and I've never thought about this shit. Like, he was like, yo, he said that Alfonso was like Eric Costin of Vert on Vert, and I was like, yo.
For sure.
He is. Like, I was like, holy shit. Like, I never thought about how much they complimented each other like that. Mm-hmm. You know, skating, you know, number one, but just like, and I was like, yo, that's wild. I never even thought about that like that. You know, like, just random as fuck.
Cowboy in the verse, dude. And that brother, I don't think it's a trick he didn't do. You know what I'm saying?
Like, that's what I'm saying.
The D-Way era, and, you know, I mean, as far as D-Way, Colin, I know Colin's my man, y'all. Like, Colin's the shit. But Alfonso, yo, wow, dude, That made me want to skate ramps, you know? That made us want to skate ramps.
Dude, the one where it had the, man, I forgot, it sounded like a Pink Panther, song or some shit. I think it was a Pink Panther song. And it was an 8th Street Next video. I mean, all the 8th Street videos.
Yeah, right.
That particular one, yo, where he was just flowing on the mini ramp, yo, was just.
Oh, yeah, yeah, spine, yeah.
All these video parts, but that particular one, man, like, just like something about him skating that mini ramp and just how easy he made everything look. And man, that dude is just, and you know what's wild, man? You know what's wild? I thought about this shit the other day. That dude did a backslide 360 1 foot alley and went to fakie nose run.
Yep.
And then put down 540.
Yep.
Think about that.
Dude, yep. Oh, okay, yeah, the dink, like, bang, oh, man, you know what that would be to do right now?
It's WCRP.
about that. That's absurd. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I can't even think of a harder lip trick or verse ever. You know what I'm saying?
That's the trick in the bag. Like, you know, like how we used to do 180 nose grind, 180 out so easy on a ledge or a curve or whatever. But think about that now. You're like, I don't know. I'm spinning too much.
Yeah. All right.
You know, like his board stance, everything about it. Like he's like, I don't know, something about it. He makes it look like a martial art. I think that's dope. You know, a lot of people don't see a lot of cool styles like that no more. You know, Ocean Howes and Willie Santos, Shannon May. You know, Matt Reason was dope. I think Marsushi was dope, yo.
He's got something with him, man. He's an whole other being, huh?
Yeah, I don't even. I'm just like
never done. He's like, all right.
Yeah, he's one of them dudes that looks at shit like we think we look at shit like, man, that'd be a dope pivot. That dude looks at it like I'm a front side kick flip out into it. Yeah, he's like,
yeah. That's why I was like skating with Matt Reason. He was like, he's always pushing himself. He just went, all right, well, I can do that. I can do this. I'm like, well, why are you trying that? Well, I'm gonna try this. So it was like, yo, dude, that made you know, man, made me so much better. And push me to, you know, to who I wanted to be.
You know, and honestly, man, skating with you, when you first got in aesthetics, that shit pushed me a lot, too, man, because that was at the point skating was. You know, I didn't really, I'd go for 23 and did all that, but I wasn't really sure of my direction of skating. You know, like, I didn't really know what I could.
Yeah, with Sal, though, that was, like, the scariest part. Like, Sal Barbier, like, how does he feel when you first, you know, it's like 8th Street. Like, you're like, all right, I'm right here. I'm like when I went in aesthetics for the first time, I was like, this is crazy. You know what I mean? Like, I couldn't even speak.
Join our Patreon at patreon.com/WCRP on skateboarding. That's patreon.com/WCRP on skateboarding.
I tell you something crazy about Sal. When I first met Sal, this is a funny ass story. And we were in World. We used to go in the World and pack that shit out. Man, we would pack like 8, 9.
I heard you.
Man, we would just, man, you don't even know. We would just be in there packing shit out. And like, I was in there packing shit out. No one's in the warehouse. And Sal came around the corner. I was like, oh shit. But I thought I got popped. I was like, oh shit. He's like, introduced himself. And he's like, he's kind of talking to me on low. He was like, hey, man. He's like, thinking about starting this thing up, you know, and I want to talk to you. And I was just like, all right, man. You know, it was just sort of an awkward, like, all right, man. He's like, all right, well, nice to meet you. And like, that was just it. You know what I mean? And then so some time had passed. And then Jason had went, like, when Jason had gotten kicked off 101 for something. I forgot what he had done, but they had let him go. And then they didn't know what they were going to do with me. They thought at first Rodney was like, maybe I put you on Menace. And I was like, I don't think that'll really, you know. Like,
yeah, the whole world is cheese.
Probably not. You know what I mean? And I was like, those dudes already got their thing too. And so, you know, he was like, well, what do you think of World? And I was like, nah.
Yeah.
And so Sal was doing 23 with Dill. And Dill hit me up, was like, yo, what do you think about Rod for 23? Like, you know, Sal, at the time I was making like, you know, not much money. I was probably making close to a grand. He was like, Sal, pay us a couple grand. And I was like, hell yeah. So I went over to first I wouldn't do it because I didn't like the boards. And I was like, I don't even want them. And everyone was like, what, are you crazy? And I was like, no, I'm not crazy. I just don't like the boards. Yeah, and I kept over and over and over. And so Sal finally did, he got the boards fixed and I ended up going over there, man. And so that's the whole story, how me and him, you know, me and him met one day. And when 23 happened, Dill hit me up. And, that's how we ended up linking up. And then Dill, right before we started studies, Dill was supposed to be on that with us. But
back then, I mean, you know, just legendary in the hood. Wow.
Yeah. You know, and I thought it was incredible to meet Sal.
I was just like the one time I was in Oceanside, right?
doing a Ezekiel like shoot or something with Ativa, and then Jesse Pias was there, and he's like, "Yo, someone want to talk to you on the phone." I was like, "What?" He's like, "It was Clyde." I was like, "What?" You're like, "I'm up to LA right now." He's like, "You got to, like, that day, right?" So that day, Jesse Pias was going back up home to wherever he's from, like past there. I don't know where he's from. Like, up by, I don't know where he's from. Where are you from? Santa Cruz or something? I don't know. But,
no, not Palo Alto. Not San Jose. Sir.
Yeah.
Like, it's Sacramento or Palos Verdes or some shit.
Yeah, he was just like, "Yo.
Palo Alto." I think that's where he's from. Pretty sure.
My friend, they'll say, all right. I didn't even know you guys were like tight like that. Like, hey, you got on the phone. You're like, "Yo, Kevin, you got to come up here right now. Sal Barber, he's got the boards on." I was like, "What? Yo, like, I'm supposed to fly out tomorrow." He was like, "Yo, don't. Just come up." And since then, yo, it was like, wow, yo, like, and just watching it grow, you know, like, was sick. Like, you remember, like, just the first warehouse to, like, the end to where we're like, "I don't even want any more aesthetic stuff." You know what I mean? It was just like,
yeah, it was like too much.
It was insane, man. And that was such, like the name. It was such a beautiful thing, and, you know, growing. And then, you know, like, "Yo, what do you think of," remember, he's like, "What do you think of Rob Wells?" And we, like, gave Sal, like, ball shit. We're like, "Well, we don't really know. We really want him on." Meanwhile, like, "Yeah, you better put him on, like, right now," you know? And it was like, yo, and it's like, and then, you know, Joe and then John, we just had, like, the tight net was just fire, kid.
Yeah, it was. And, man, I made this point to, I believe it was Mark Olive. I was like, "Yo, aesthetics was the last team that I can think of from start to finish that kept the same people." You know, it had, like, no one left, no one, nothing. You know, if you were on, got on, you were on. You know, you stayed on it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there was, like, "Oh, former aesthetics rider, da 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 da." There was none of that the whole time. And I think that's a testament to, you know, how tight, you know, tight of a clique everyone was. And,
yeah. You know, you know what? Shout out Joey Stepper. Stay the same.
Yeah.
every time he says, "Yo, stay the same." I'll be like, "All right, yo." That's our message. Like when I first met Joey, he was like, "Yo, stay the same." I was just like, "All right."
Joey's been doing a lot of cool shit. You know, I think it's cool to see everyone still out there. And, like, you know, I think it's great that, you know, everyone's still cool with each other and shit like that. And it wasn't a team that was put together, you know what I mean? We didn't have, like, some dude that was just like, "All right, here, this guy's thrown in with you guys." And, you know, I think that made it really cool, you know what I'm saying? It was, like, it was more than just a cool skateboard company to a lot of people. To us, it was like, "Yo, man, this is our boys, you know, we all went to zoo together," which was crazy.
Right.
And, I think, you know, that's a special thing, man, aesthetics was. And
yeah.
I'd like to be a part of that, you know what I mean? I got good friends out of it, you know. I still, you know, you're one of my fucking best friends, and still talk to Wells, still talk to Sal, EJ, still.
You know the new dope shit is called? Me waking up and seeing you skateboard. Come on, man. Come on. So I'm hyped. Like, what? Where my cloud footage, man?
Yeah.
Thank you. I see you, brother. I see you out there. Oh, man, that moves me crazy.
I see you guys out there, though, you know, and, like,
what made you, like, just start, I don't know, pick the board? I was like, damn, skate. You know what I mean? I'm just like, that makes my day right there, brother.
Thank you, man. I mean, it keeps me sane, and, you know, I like doing it again. You know, if I quit drinking, man, it's like the right stuff, really. I just see, you know, I see the joy in the skateboard, and I really love it. You know, like, at the time, I did not like skating. I just didn't really like myself. You know, doing a lot of drugs. It just wasn't living right, you know, and, like, I couldn't throw skating in there, much less fucking live day to day. And so, you know, for a while, I was just hanging on to that dream. Like, I watch videos. Like, I could do that. You know what I mean?
Tomorrow, right?
Hey, I could do that. You know what I'm saying? I'll be looking at the videos, man. Like, I can still say you tell that rail. And then I got out there, I was like, hey, man, I need to start practicing. But when I got back out, man, it was, you know, once my mind was right, and, you know, I always knew the dynamics of skating. And that's what, you know, going back to when talking when we were kids skating, just empty parking gas stations, like, you learn the dynamics. You know, that's where you really, really, you become in tune with it. You're like, all right, put my foot here. Da 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 da. I know where to put my foot here. I know where to do this. Like, I know how this wants to look. And I just, you know, I figured all that stuff out back real quick. And, you know, it was just hitting a lot of skate parks, get my legs warmed up and not playing skate. You know what I'm saying? Skateboarding, man.
Don't play skate, right? Yo, that shout out. Monk Brown said it.
Hey, that'll jam your whole day up. You know what I'm saying? You're in a 40-foot club, you ain't got no shit playing skate, man. You ain't got nothing to prove to nobody. You got to come back.
Just warm up. Just warm up. Just get warmed up, right? You all right.
Coming up this season on WCRP.
Ratko, leave your name and number, and I will get back to you as soon as possible. Beep.
You're a Negro Taco, or whatever your name is. Hit me back. I want to get you on the podcast. Get you up out of the paint real quick. We could discuss how that time Merge was going to beat you up in a bunny suit. I'm seriously, that dude probably would have beat your ass. But yeah, give me a call back, man. Love you, bro. Peace.
Yeah, what are you doing for your birthday, man? Aren't we like a week apart?
Yeah, we are like a week apart, so I don't know. I might, skate through the jungle and do a few things, you know. What you gonna do?
Who, me? I'm, so that's why I've been trying to stack some clips. I'm doing 47.
Really?
Yeah, dude.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about.
Mm. Yeah.
I want you to go watch 42 and then get inspired.
Who did? Did you do 42?
Yeah, go on Thrasher and watch 42. Kevin Taylor, 42.
What the fuck?
You never saw it? Oh my goodness, my brother.
I gotta pull up 42 now.
You gotta pull it up. There's two parts.
What you did?
Mark put together like some old stuff, and then Mark made me and, you know, inspired me to do like a whole new part, and we put it together. Actually, it's a couple of filmers that we've all. Actually, my friend Nick Wawarski, his other brother, I forget his name. Damn, the good brother. Damn, my bad, bro. If you listen to this.
And then there was another dude that gave me the idea for this. He was going around. He wanted to skate like every mini ramp across America.
Can I get a clip in it? Or two?
Yeah. He would just film it with his camera, like with a tripod. And I was like, yo, that's kind of dope. You know what I mean? I was like, it's kind of dope because it shows you in your natural element. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, it's just there. And it's, that's why I go film a lot by myself because I like skating by myself.
That's the one. I mean? I enjoy that too. It's kind of a little frustrating sometimes. Like, as far as like depth defying shit, you're like, oh, but you know, it helps you. Just like if you, like we said, the gas station. You know, it's just like you don't need all the riffraff or anything. Like, oh, you got it. You're like, no, I got it. You know, to yourself, and sometimes you just do it right away. You know, because you got it. You know.
With you, and you just, you know, you kind of lose, like, you're tuned in, but then you're like,
yeah,
up your momentum almost, and you don't want to be an asshole.
Yeah, motherfucker might just skate across you one time. You're like, oh, we're.
like, a lot of times I be wanting to snap, man, and I'm like, you know what, man, it'd be cool. Actually, like, a lot of things, too, like, I feel it out before I, you know, I'm like, all right. Then, like, I think about it, and it's like, all right, I want to go back and do this. You know what I mean? Like, like the burial flip. I was like, I think I can do that on that raggedy, you know what I mean, quarter.
I was like,
that thing's terrible, man. You know, it's like, it's
terrible. The raggedy man.
I love all that raggedy shit. You know, I got
yes. Remember that the little quarter pipe in Chinatown in Philly? The one that went sideways, we had to go on the sidewalk sideways.
Yeah.
It was like, I think it was the day after my birthday. I was hangman. I remember I was like sleeping on the one barrier. And then you came in with the heat, with the front brush slide on that yard. And I was like, that was a good night. I remember that night, yo. We celebrated. That was dope.
Man, remember I hit that car when I was trying? And I was so bummed. I was like, damn.
Oh, yeah.
It was funny, man. It's like every time I want to, like today, I did a front blunt through this little, like, it's like a little cement pocket. It's like a real tight pocket. And so I did a front blunt and then popped over the backside of it. And there's a huge crack on the backside. So, like, you got over the crack, too. So, like, you kind of slide through the corner and then pop over a crack on the side. And, like, I couldn't figure out how to do it. And then I tapped it. I was like, oh, yeah, do it how you did it on that barrier. You know, like ollie out of it. You know what I'm saying? Like, put your feet like ollie. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't try to make it look pretty. That's how you get jammed up. But I always think back to that front blunt because I'm like, yo, that was, like, exactly how I always wanted to do one. You know, ollie out of it like that.
Yo, that was like.
I learned that watching you, man. That's your trick. The first time that I remember meeting it was skate park in Tampa, and you did a back nose blunt. And I was like, I looked over Matt Milligan, and I was like, that dude's going to be my best friend.
A lot of people talk about that. That's so, like, funny. I don't know why, to me.
I mean, that's an amazing back nose blunt, man. Still, that's not an easy trick. But I'm still scared of that trick. That's not an easy trick.
You
think it's easier than front side?
No. Well, yeah. Swinging on the hips.
How do you do it on a ledge? You do it with, you put your shoulder over it?
Yeah. I'm not one to, like, come in the middle. You know what I mean? I like the straight on kind of, like, or kind of straight side, like, at the beginning. Like, if I'm going to do the ledge, whatever size it is, I'm going to do the whole thing from beginning, right?
Yeah.
And some people come in the middle and scoop in, and I can never figure that one out. So for some reason,
yeah, that's how Matt Hensley did it when he first did it. Remember that?
Yeah, that's how Kalis does it too. And I'm like, how do you go like that? You know?
What's up with Kalis, man? What's he been up to?
Oh, he's chilling. He's good. I just talked to him the other day. He's coming on the 24th, so I'm gonna be at Municipal.
Oh, word?
Yeah, because he's like, he texts me back, and he's like, well, he's like, we know I'm just going to be on Municipal. That's the only place. I mean, he stays to his roots, his guns, you know? So that's my man.
And now,
Alamo? Remember the Alamo?
Ken, wake up. I went to the Alamo.
I was like, little ass building. I was mad as, yo, I've never been so mad in my whole life. Like, just like over nothing. I was just like, dude, all right, cool. You're lucky it was nighttime, and like, then we went to that little club in the gym, and was like, we had a good time. We was like, ended up in a basketball gym in some club.
Hey, I was trying to tell someone that shit when I was there recently, man. I was there, picked up my van man. We were riding around downtown.
Yeah,
and we were
riding
warehouses, and I was like, man, I think I've been here before.
Yeah, you have. The Alamo.
Some busted ass girls, too. Like,
that shit was whack. I mean, I was tired. We had just drove into the city, right? It was dark. We couldn't see nothing. He's like, yo, Kev, I found the Alamo. And I was like,
yeah.
I was like, all right, let's go see the Alamo. And we get there. It was like two bookshelves.
outhouse.
You know, I found the Alamo. I'll never forget that, yo. I will never, ever forget that.
Hey, we thought we was going somewhere like enormous. That shit was like warehouse Prairie.
Yeah, that's what they were fighting over. Yeah. People lost their lives over this. So I was like, all right. Let's go to
Hey, at least we got Tex-Mex food out of that shit.
Yeah, I think the canal next to it is like more better looking than the right. The little boat ride joint is way better than Alabama.
So I went to the Tuskegee Airmen thing, right? So
I'm on the
first man. So when I'm on the road, my dumb ass would be like, find a slave plantation. I'd say that shit to Google. You'd be like, slave plantation. My dumb ass would be looking around, like riding around looking for it with dirty plates, just riding around looking for the shit. It's the one spot I went to the plantation and the shit was closed, which is funny as hell. If you think about it, it's like, oh, y'all are closed now?
Damn.
And so I kept
Where's the location on this?
It was in Georgia, man. It was like a big place.
Oh, okay. Wow.
It was like closed. And I was like, oh, that's convenient. You guys are closed and all white people got to work. That's great. So I kept driving up to South Carolina, and I was like, I'm going to see Tuskegee Airmen thing. When I got there, and it was like a statue, and I was like,
that was it.
Hey, I was looking around. I was like, man, it's about to be some planes, like big ass building. You know what I'm saying? I was like, man, I'm about to see some history. It was like a big ass. It was like a statue and a beacon, and I was like, like a box of chicken next to the statue. I was like, man.
I see, all they did is they're going to get a statue.
Yeah, they did all that shit. They got a statue.
Like, yo. You know, I was in Florida. They got the Martin Luther King Park. This is escape. You escape, yo. Nobody comes or nothing. You escape, you don't get kicked out.
They're like, yeah,
it's a statue of Martin Luther King. It's like legends, and you can skate it. Nobody comes and kicks you.
Hey, that's how that shit was in Jacksonville, man. They got a big ass.
I was like, what? Like, this is a memorial, and like, but it's fine. It's like a crazy little park off the side of the road. It was just like, but the statue was larger than life, you know. And you could just skate it. And I was like, what if that was like, I don't even know. It was like Abe Lincoln Park or something. It was like surrounded by cops or something.
They ain't trying to see that shit at
all.
Hey, but they did the place up in Virginia I'm going to, man, up in Richmond, they tore down all the Confederate monuments, right? And one of them was like, you always see people skate. You seen the dude? What's the dude that wears the big weird pants? Skates for Vans. He's real good. Gilbert Crockett, right?
Uh-huh.
He always skates it. Like I want to say he did a back kick flip. Like it's like a little transition almost up to a ledge.
Yeah.
Like someone had a fucking a photo doing a wall ride on where the statue was. But man, this dude sent me a clip the other day where they knocked the statue off. Right.
Right.
Like, it was a big ass joint, like one of the Roman shits. You know what I'm saying? Like.
Okay.
It wasn't one of them little joints like you see in the city. Like, oh man, look, it's a dude on a horse. That shit was big as fuck, dog.
Right.
It was like, so just the thing it was sitting on was big. And so some dude sent me a clip the other day. It was some dude ollieing off that shit into the transition. Man, man, not at all, dog. I'm not at all, not at all. But. They'll let people skate shit like that now. I mean, it's funny, right?
I didn't skate the Martin Luther King joint just out of respect. I kind of was like, ooh, what? But I watched all my homies skate it. Like, this is a memorial, and like, but it's fine. It's like a crazy little park off the side of the road. It was just like, but the statue was larger than life, you know? And you could just skate it. And I was like, what if that was like, I don't even know. It was like, fucking Abe Lincoln Park or something. It was like surrounded by cops or something.
They ain't trying to see that shit at all. They'll let people skate shit like that. Now, I mean,
that's what they're talking about.
It's funny, right?
I didn't skate the Martin Luther King joint just out of respect. I kind of was like, ooh, what? But I watched all my homies skate it, but I didn't say nothing to them as a thing, but inside I was like kind of, you know, like,
yeah.
What? You know what I'm saying? I might have rolled a second or two, but I was like, oh, what? Like, and there's nothing, nobody's coming, nothing. Like, it was just, it was,
I mean,
so weird.
Weird.
Like, it was so weird to me, like.
Honestly, how do you feel about this? I feel weird about, when I was younger, I didn't really think much about it, but, like, I feel weird, like, skating people's houses. You know what I'm saying?
That's what I'd say, yeah. Like, Frisco, yeah. I don't like it either.
I got older. I think that might be my thing. You know what I mean? But, like, I just...
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? I know what it's like, shit, to pay for a pair of socks now. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying?
Like, I always thought that was weird, man. Like, in Frisco and, like, going up in the hills and, you know, even, like... Back when I was, like, with Matt Reason, and we just bombed, like, backside ninth or something, and then, like, somebody would hit a curb and hit someone's crib, and then they're like, no, y'all, just go up on the porch, and then, like, board slide. I'm like, what? Like, you got that, yo. Like, I'm good. Like, yeah.
It's weird. It's weird to think back on, but, like, I mean, I guess that's kind of, you know, that's what kind of built the culture of skateboard, you know, to skate that kind of stuff and then to take it to, you know, the bigger offices and shit like that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Offices and buildings downtown are not houses. So fuck them. But
so what's the thing is what? They come out, you say one more try, and then you get your one more try, and then you dip out, right? That's respect right there, right?
Yeah.
At least they give you, like, the chance to say, you know, one more try, or, like, yo, get the fuck out of here. Because usually they're like, I don't understand why you're here anyway, but, all right, one more. Like, you're like, nah, but if you go beyond that, then I think you're just an a-hole, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, and then it's like, you got to think, too, man, the security guards. Like,
yeah.
You're mad, like, you're mad, like, you own this shit. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you just... You know what I mean? Like, you just work here, man. Don't even, like cats trying to fight dudes. It's like, hey, man,
mm-hmm.
It ain't even that serious. You know what I mean? Like get your little check and just,
right.
You know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? It's never that serious. I never got that with security.
Mm-hmm.
Man, for real? This ain't even yours.
Just came off with a dub. It's a dub.
You know what I mean?
It's always a dub. They never give a dub.
No more.
Yeah.